The government of Canada announced that they will be providing $6.9 million to the Red Road Healing Society to help bolster their programs that help Indigenous children, youth, and adults experiencing homelessness in Edmonton and how to navigate their lives around and away from it. Joanne Pompana, the director of the Red Road Healing Society, spoke to Windspeaker Radio Network and explained what Red Road is based around.
Red Road has been based on spiritual principles from 1997. This is all important to us for who works there, for who we work with, to have those principles in their life.
Pompana said there was a clear time in the last few years where people needed their help, which ultimately led to this announcement.
Beautifully, since the pandemic, I know something happened because people all of a sudden decided they want a good life. And where do they start? So maybe they'll talk to an elder. Maybe they'll sit up on a hill for 4 days. What will they do in order to have those good things in life? It takes that sacrifice. But things happen. Your life changes, and it changes in a good way. And speaking from my own experience, I would never have it any other way.
Indigenous culture around Edmonton has exploded in recent years, along with awareness around Indigenous issues. Pompana has taken notice to that, and it really helped Red Road do what they do best: help Indigenous people.
25 years ago, you'd never hear about a Sundance around Edmonton. They're everywhere, and people are getting on board. I think they're looking at those children and their grandchildren and going, I don't want them to suffer like I suffered, so I will do whatever I can within reason, because if we don't look after ourselves, we're no good to anybody.
For Windspeaker Radio Network, I'm Ryan Hunt.